to Guild J as Guild Therach.
Hello, it's Valtteri Ugas of Clare Shaw, Clannagale. My name is Robert Cadeen Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
I've heard a tale of old Bobby Bob.
And I'd like to welcome you to this programme which is called Clannagale, a bilingual programme in English as Sigilg in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyin na Mera, the mother tongue of Elian Fanning, the Isle of Man. As Bannach and Durish, well, William Gell has told us of 1079 and all that, with the relevance of Sky Hill to the successful third campaign of Godred Crovan. William Gell then briefly directed our gaze below to the Christians of Milltown nestling there just at the foot of Sky Hill. And so we're going to set out from there this time. Tashinjin Rish er skil yoris John Pilling and Msich Aran Ern Ostjigen. Sait und sagt enjach na foglen, tojach no. Roshin skil heen, ta John Pilling a reb mir j Ecclesiastes, capdil nanjeg and hid ronna. Kiau the aran ernostjigen, son lug imedi len, yau solja j. Now, a couple of months ago, Stephen Miller was invited to give a presentation at Cecil Sharp House in London, the headquarters of the English Folk Song and Dance Society. And this was about the significant work undertaken by the Bee Gees, that's the brothers Gill in this case, W.H. Gill, and his younger brother, the Deemster J.F. Gill. And their work was undertaken in collecting music and song in the island in the 1890s. This coming Thursday evening, the 13th of June, there's an opportunity to hear Stephen give that presentation again. The presentation is called I Am Longing for Another Voyage of Discovery in the Summer. The Gill Brothers and their collecting of folk songs from the Isle of Man, 1894 to 98. And that'll be at 7 o'clock in the Centenary Centre in Peel. And so we'll start then with a song from Manx National Songs, with words by Deemster John Frederick Gill and arranged by his brother William Henry Gill. But this is a version by a Scottish singer, Paul McKenna, with the trio Barul. Tashu geistiach rish radio vanning, stashun na rashun, skelliena wash dulish. Alan Varin.
Up the log and lay it to run before the wind and tide. The gallant sponge, the gulls can watch the head and shoulders wide. Quite to be head and the other point will soon be left behind. Our flesh it be said west by west, our petty friends will find. The heaven boys, the heaven, oh, the heaven boys for me. Red and pippet fresh, sharp pickled dough. Heaven's the king of the sea. Heaven boys, the heaven, oh, the heaven boys for me. Red and pippet fresh, sharp pickled dough. Heaven's the king of the sea. So dim with the nets and prey. The fisher's friend to bless our bones and toil by night and day. Over the cock right in the day, the sun's bright signal shines. It's time to haul our good and train and ship our low deep lines. The heron boys, the heron low, the heron boys for me. Red or clipper fresh sharp pickle dough. The heron's the king of the sea. The heron boys, the heron low, the heron boys for me. Red or clipper fresh sharp pickle dough. The king of the sea, oh, the heaven boys, heaven low, the heaven boys for me. Bed of the book, fresh off the good old, the heaven's the king of the sea, oh, the heaven boys, heaven low, the heaven boys for me. Bed of the book, fresh off the good old, the heaven's the king of the sea. The gulls keep watch their head and shoulders wide. Contrary head and the arbor point will soon be left behind. Our flesh shall be southwest by west. Our many friends will find Admiral Porter struck his flag, so done with the nets and prayed. The fisher's friend bless our homes and all by night and day. Oh, when I quote night and day, the sun's bright signal shines. It's time to haul a glittering train and ship our loaded lines. The heaven boys, heaven all, the heaven boys for me. Then I'll give a fresh shot to go down. The heaven's the king of the sea. Oh, the heaven boys, heaven all, the heaven boys for me. Then I'll give a fresh shot to go down. The heaven's the king of the sea. Oh, the heaven boys, heaven all, the heaven boys for me. Then I'll give a fresh shot to go down. The heaven's the king of the sea.
The song King of the Sea from Manx National Songs, and the words were written by Deemster John Frederick, Fred Gill, and they were set to music which was two versions of An Colbach Brecha Strap, and the music was arranged by Deemster Fred Gill's elder brother William Henry Gill, and that was a version by Scottish singer Paul McKenna singing on the album by Barul, King of the Sea. And so to William Gell, having brought us to Sky Hill and to Milltown, as fully Chanodum co Barant, Len Barant er Mascornach y Machure, Maso Mavis Kiol Chit Doltajum, Bishen Anor, Hanchibi, as Nimaj, Co Tayach Nishis, Co Cheb, Erginu Sho, and in son. Sweet Glen of Alden, just beyond, where nature, in her mood most fond, luxuriates with flower and frond. When troubled spirits seek release, and from their worldly cares would cease, a haven here of rest and peace. But ceasing now must be our care. We meet again, should all be fair, upon the coast of sweet Lizaire. And so in typical style we close Canto 6 and open Canto 7. When genius sought a resting place among the sons of Manin's race, she stopped before one gentle face. No guile was there, no shade of frown. Then entered she and laid her down, and called her dwelling T.E. Brown. Deftly her bobbin she unwound, and shedding sweetest influence round, proclaimed the tenant he had found. Here patriotism had found a vent, true patriotism his high intent, and from this course he never bent, nor blushed he for his native sod, but e'er avowed where'er he trod, he loved his country and his God. And when the ransomed saints shall stand in sweet communion, hand in hand, again he'll dwell in sunny land. We'll come back to that ending in a few moments. As e gol taste j brought me lers, j tullach for ginst e, fotal de lier my yan gara. Doshil and char and shob brin tiron e hulian, as renne heen girach sa tie gege ons tyne charnen. Lesh munga mor buist and charn erachtach, care feed de hesh van a high lorish, durche. Fammy ffod yr sŵl, Cadnish, ffod yr sŵl, as ffod yr er dy henna, tre heng toiach der dy chwlyw ryd. O, ta fi, dy ffyr, ta henna mer of all shen as yn ebu, ta mis goel gy shen merig dy lŵn, yes, ffod yn y skinnel yn y lain ton dyw. Mor o jylwn ffwr lia draw, fe Michael Shaw na chiad o liorys y grau ega er ler mwylion stallion bryn tiron, as fe mwngyr ag yn er nedyn ega. Sws leis y far codi, stiach leis mylaw yes, mach leis y ni stampich, y stiach sy chor leis, Stiach leis clair nó leis ma lau chier, mach leis dach lau, sís leis a vár codi. Brú a cramant a liegad an ór jack quig tonan smáshil nós. Now we're off to Wales, and since we're talking about the Charnshaw Brintiron in South Wales, and so we're going to hear the piece played by the Bedwas Tre Thomas and Machen Brass Band, better known simply as the BTM Brass Band, in fact. This is Bigailior Gwenith Gwyn, Watching the Wheat. A wonderful tune, Bigailior Gwenith Gwyn, played by the Bedwas Tre Thomas and Machen Brass Band.
The Mission Station, Manx Radio.
Stasiwn yn asiwn ty radio fain, a zon sio, tasiw geis jachrish a chlair, enmysig Clenigail, se Robert Cydyn Coswell mis, Robert y Carslach mata.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Lwg bonus cweg blina. Oddech Michael yn yno yn ofyr sio, ys ein a chadla. Dy diarw yn y gyd yn fe dien dde, dy rawi eich llaw yn chwd smwd ein fe ofri ega, ond sors dy yrwyd, ys ei dwysd ond ych bonus dremel ffain lai. Ych rhaw sy'n mynd fe diw, diw fy cachleon, diw fy rydelia ar ohon sy'n treir y hyd, fy slai dwgysach eich Michael er irwyn. Rys yn def lein fy ngol sia, Fe dynnw tashtha dy gian jyn ergydjega, dy ic son cwrs cwntaseris sy'n choleis chagnoliach yn y doel, leis cwna y lles a chyrdja. Fe treis ersyn dy gynnach y choliach sio cor cedde, dy goel toiach as yno, ar sŵl fai leir y wylion. Son y jaiw chiat as dau dy mor y sien, Renne benten rys pogyd frochel yn ed a chofri ega, dy unw siga draw y wed y nôt yn banc yn sien. Beggen y slin y cweg chiad pont. Ygyd dy lwyd y ics on y chwrs, as dy fiach e hun. William Gale has a note about that reference to Sunnyland that we heard at the end of that last piece. This is it, and he says, "The poet's residence on the brows of Lizaire." So that's the name of the house, Sunnyland, and of course he's hoping that T.E. Brown will be residing in a Sunnyland. "Now, reader, it is time we hide across these verdant hills of Bride. Here note we, with a touch of pride, with Manin's industries at fault, Earth executes a demi-volt, and starts the course afresh with salt. May this newcomer thrive amain, and rouse these who have dormant lain, like Phoenix, into life again." Now this is a reference in 1892, so 14 years before his poem. A test bore had been made at the Point of Ayre by John Todd of Glasgow, and he was looking for coal deposits under the Point of Ayre. Well, they didn't find coal, of course, but they did discover a large underground brine lake. In 1902, a salt works was built in the Ramsey shipyard area, and the brine was pumped down to Ramsey to be evaporated for use as table salt and as a preservative for the herring industry. So this was a new industry when William Gale was writing about it in 1906, but it declined in the 1940s. In 1957, the two tall salt works chimneys were demolished, and the site came back into use for shipbuilding. As nish hun ron gus vres, de shendere ever ten veg, as shaw dun canerion bleu, as that goil an ren and donere segal.
La 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 rich la 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 ri deno.
La 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 rich la 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 ri deno.
La 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 ri deno.
La 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 ri deno.
Chille vêtu de vieux vang à Grégoire. Chille
vêtu de vieux vang à Grégoire.
Namme y a de son aide d'or, urante chanevé.
Namme
y a de son aide d'or, urante chanevé. Namme y a de son aide d'or, hanevé composé. Nazia de Zanya Vang, Laurie di Massave.
Nazia de
Zanya Vang, Laurie di Massave.
Nazia de Zanya Vang, Laurie di Massave.
Barin Donner Segal, Laurie di Mambe.
Barin Donner Segal,
Laurie di Mambe. Nagar Plache, Waye Vang, Weshwe Afatech.
Nagar Plache, Waye Vang.
Nagar plahe wey vang, wesh we haf a teche.
Nagar plahe wey vang, wesh we haf a teche.
Nagi monet un tamej de bener gulane.
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 Nage mari wey no, nagen dwey jwele.
Nage mari
wey
no, nagen dwey
jwele.
Nage mari wey no, nagen dwey jwele.
Nagi meni a plahesh, plahesh jimini.
Nagi meni a
plahesh, plahesh jimini. Nagi meni a
plahesh, plahesh jimini. Nagi meni
a plahesh, plahesh jimini. Daita Maria, vivu yai markar.
Daita Maria, vivu yai markar.
Nasha bata weir le, rade bata weir kwen.
Nasha bata weir le, rade bata weir kwen.
Ben ma weir jule tani, ani agen deuze.
Ben ma weir jule tani, ani agen deuze.
Zen entre et deuze nye vang. Entre et des dintis.
Entre et des dintis.
Que guernetez au sebin de je marie à vie.
Que guernetez au sebin de je marie à vie.
Nachetete vi boulem, reche guébanaïme.
Nachetete vi boulem, reche guébanaïme.
Pepe d'obir à sebin, wimpe d'jouer solite. Pepe
d'obir à sebin, wimpe d'jouer solite.
La 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 richi, la 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 ridaino.
La 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 richi, la 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 ridaino.
La 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 ridaino.
Traditional singing for dancing by Canerion Herbleu and Donere Segal, and that was a song from the Pays Vanité, the Pro Wened in Brittany. Now southward o'er the plains, try again. Now southward o'er the hills again, pass we by Andrus's sacred fane, whose bell tower sweeps the northern plain of fertile lands from coast to coast. Archdeacons here, a goodly host, have ministered the strong outpost of Manin's church. Well, the Andrus Church Tower was built later than the church and is alongside it rather than an integral part of it. In 1906, when Gell was writing, it still stood at 120 foot in height, 36.6 metres. With the opening of RAF Andrus in 1941, the Air Ministry ordered the tower to be reduced to about half that height. The stones were kept by the church, and it was supposed to have been rebuilt after the Second World War. However, it never was, and the stones, which originally came from Sulby Glen, disappeared. So that was that. Traditionally, the rector of Kirkandrus was the Archdeacon of Man, the island's senior priest under the bishop. And that was the way of it until 1938, although it was briefly the case again from 64 to 78. Up until 1919, the Archdeacon of Man had been an ex officio member of the Legislative Council. Jenny Michael Ysgriach, Roste Clashne, Fire Aglach Neuchiat, Master Buruchen a Greinen Sechura, as ve Raigus of all, Wash Henke, Rosh Medenka Nasgriach, Va Fisega na Vechrechetnege, Och ve Fos Ridenach va Cor Grain Fiedach air, Tre Honneke Bugis Belt Fultach Segrai, as a Dunya Lash Edin Glass va Hiser a Gerlun Rosh. Gatavi is veshen, vaslai elion shen hanna, as ve gian le skoch, chauds van dunya gortich, vatushim neelnish, ligit shis the mila a carbid shalidach, as rennet sire de chorach sulegus an inid chir chaur. Lug de kuna de chudacha rit fultach, rosht in a glenader and shits jag on. Ren Michael shuled them all back as a grai. As for Briona's jintega, the lotrish sumnada and chesha chyrdja, chalias henk and shell avri ega gion. Harau shach and chirchiet for Michael and Agan, lied and drach agat. As we shigad the bech tullio on, kunta na deinan avri va na avrian de chlina. And that's Andrew Cronshaw with something we can look forward to, I dare say, Wasps in the Woodpile. Although I have seen some about, but there's certainly something that we associate with a little bit later in the summertime. Wasps in the Woodpile by Andrew Cronshaw.
The Nation Station, that's radio.
Creela wash dula shall and vanin, shodju, radio vanin, stashun and ashun. She Clenny Gailton Clashaw, she Robert Cutting Carswell Mish, Robert the Carslach. Shen the Grey.
Did thee ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Eshin, yes. Chaut Vigil Stiach on Sophish and Shesha Kherja. Van Sumna de Cad, a cor shees a chelven, as ve Jean Gromach. Veg, as Eshin. That dunya call a rayega, as chenelad burge a chor a bee, na Broughton. Hugge Jane a speckler an egger, as Renny Rubber allowed the ski arishin ethan egger. Hyndegus Michael. Ach gamal eisiau wun, ie crenach fod yn cwnnw liad. Fe mi lal lotrwyd mych chi o'n y cwrs gwnt y serys. Ach, creit haw greu mych chi o'n y dynnu fyd gordyd. Fe'n ygyd ffeildeg y rer ofr o'n smyrn. Hwg ei bac ar y far y codi dy fodach ei ofrych yn ystafi. Ta'r greu dy bod lesion hyn fy'n ffoel sy'n yn droch achet. Chynel ffoel ar y cholwch. As mae soch yn el wrsach na a yil yr gedyn. Na fel ced o'n gred yr aw ffawt sy'n grau, rhan ffer Jane a Dany Elias yn offi seimach mach. Fod mae jolio gred y lw, fod mae jolio gred ffo lw dyr aw sien mo fe. Again we saw, encountering by the western shore, the cawing rooks of Ballymore. Here Jerby stands, a beacon tower, on heights succumbing to the scour of grim old ocean's mighty power. And having whipped us out to Jerby, William Gell returns to the Lizaire Curragh and makes a bit of a joke about it. A district here, called Mallow Loch, was once, they say, Lake Myerscough. Now oft, with rain, a miry slough. I don't know how this is for rhyme, or how the words together chime, but please to make it do this time. Well, J.J. Neen says of Loch Mallow, apparently from Irish Mach Loch, Lake of the Plain, and if this is related, Manx Ma is a field these days, and Loch added later when the original meaning had been forgotten, perhaps. The construction of this name, says J.J. Neen, shows that it belongs to the pre-Norse period, the specific word being placed first and the generic last. As in modern Irish, this would be Loch and Bye. The lake, he says, has now disappeared, but the name is still preserved in Loch Mallow Road and Bridge. Well, let's betake ourselves now to the county of Limerick, where we find Ciarán Bourke are about to regale us with the tale of the Limerick Rake.
I am a young fellow that's easy and bold in Castletown Connors. I'm very well known in Newcastle West. I spent many an oat with Kitty and Judy and Mary. Me parents rebuked me for being such a rake and for spending me time in such frolicsome ways. I ne'er could forget the good nature of Jane yet a Fogham with Jude Marathoshe. My parents had reared me to shake and to mow, to plough and to harrow, to reap and to sow. Me heart been too airy to drop it too low. I set out on a high speculation. On paper and parchment they thought me to write, and in Euclid and grammar they opened my eyes. And in multiplication, in truth I was bright, yet a Fogham would shoot Marathoshe. If you chance for to go to the town of Rathkeel, the girls all around me do flock on the square. Now some offer me apples and other sweet cake, and they treats me unknowns to their parents. There's one from Askeaton and one from the Pike, and another from Ard, and my heart has beguiled. Though being from the mountings, her stockings are white, and I'd love to be Titan and Argarthers. Now to quarrel for riches I ne'er was inclined, for the greatest of misers they must leave all behind. But I'll purchase a cow that'll never run dry, and I'll milk her be twisting or harden. John Damer of Shronel had plenty of gold, and Lord Devonshire's treasures are 20 times more. But should they're laid on their backs amidst nettles and stones, yet a Fogham would shoot Marathoshe. The old cow could be milked without clover or grass. She'd be pampered on barley, sweet corn, and the hops. She'd be warm, she'd be stout, She'd be free in the pups and she'd milk without spancel or halter. And the man that would drink it, he'd cock his carbine. And if anyone laughs, we'll have wigs on the green. And the feeble old hag, she'd get supple and free at a fog and would shoot Marathoshe. Now there's some say I'm foolish, there's some say I'm wise, though being fond of the women I think is no crime. Sure, the son of King David, he had 10,000 wives and his wisdom was highly regarded. I'll till a good garden and work at me ease, and each woman and child could partake of the same. If there'd be war in the cabin, themselves they could blame, yet a fog on which shoot Marathoshe. But now for the future, I think I'll get wise and I'll marry all those women who acted so kind. Aye, I'd marry them all on the morrow by and by if the clergy'd agree to the bargain. And then when I'd be old and me soul be at rest, all those children and wives, they could keen at me wake. Aye, they'd all gather round and they'd offer up prayers to the Lord for the soul of their father.
Kieran Burke and the Limerick Rake. As well as Loch Mallow, William Gell has referred to Myerscough. Now, William Walter Gill's Manx Scrapbook of 1929 has this to say. It's first recorded at 1176 in the Chronicon Manii, where when the site was bestowed by the king upon the Abbey of Rivo in Yorkshire. The monastery built there, he says, doubtless a very modest establishment, was afterwards relinquished to Rushen Abbey, whose site, Camden states, had also belonged to Rivo originally. The anecdote relating to Myerscough in the Chronicle at 1249 was evidently inserted for the sake of its edifying miracles and to discredit the usurping king, Harold, son of Godred. And so William Gill tells us the story here. An elderly native notable, a minion of the previous king, had been treacherously imprisoned by Harold in what was described as a certain island which was situated in the wood of Myerscough. And William Walter Gill goes on. One day the prisoner's rust-eaten, perhaps, chain fell suddenly and miraculously from his foot, and he found himself, through the intervention of a miracle, unable to replace it with a view to escape during the night. And we'll continue that story with William Walter Gill's Manx Scrapbook of 1929 and on. Renna de a scruta chahana, a son shenna's olyu, honic sin olyu, eh? Yenach pech enyach liga mach fismer chion, she brock aglach ton. Cre hacher is rishnesh, Fry Michael? Hasem, chabi eble jega ovrache. Gerel fissach eg gi er nacht neen loch tai ega berge nish. Bi chaglum reich et ein de duches agchach. Chabi monner redden. Te fiss ed er nacht er idden golseling sho. Gerel monne eg pech bi de gors jagon. Ta paltje em, as Michael de Brioil. Hjarni a wed de ugit mach as a foggage, as renne salsich a mach michon an ach vi tashtu jintega. Van tashtu jintega. Me visu gol toyacht ar a chaglum na sio, bi ugit de lured. Rishalid, va tostit sa chamer. Yinachu shen, son co ovri, vraya sumnada. Cremach yon a cwrs cwntasera sed. Fodon tas ja helia yon o asa no, ni sio cam rael mi rish pert dych rei, shen olyw. Now here's Harriet Bart that she came over for Shannach is Stew some years ago. She's playing a well-known piece these days, which is called A Shoken Farewell. It was written by Jay Unger in 1982, and he used to use it at a summer school for fiddling and old-time music and dance in the Appalachians. And it was taken up by Ken Burns in 1990 for use with his documentary The Civil War, about the American Civil War. And in fact, strangely enough, there was a 1991 compilation about music from the Civil War, the American Civil War. All the tunes were from that period, except A Shoken Farewells, so popular had it become. So here's Harriet Bartlett with her version of Jay Unger's A Shoken Farewell. ¶¶ Harriet Bartlett on Mellogen there, playing Jay Unger's tune, A Shoken Farewell.
The Nation Station, Men's Radio.
Shodew, Stashun, the Nashun, Radio Vanin, and Claire Shaw, Emsich, Claire Nigale. She, Robert Cutin Carsleton, and Marum, Robert the Carslach Mutter.
Old Bobby Bob.
Vatusted Sir Chamarish. Esh dur the Sumnada, the Kune. Shimmer dolly at Tonson over Shoach. Esh is Nish. Jiria is Henke Herrisch as Michael. Gur am I moor at la as Eshen. Be Chabi arsed a saw, nim a hood shed of a shigam chion shen. Ons na len look shen, hoor Michael Mach, na vei chitair. Hai in skeel machion na vajintega, ulyu magit da tavi. Baller be sa wullion, for sly snoggle in ging day as munga herson as Rendenia Square vine overrock the chrail how. Satayos beg, ve teche, fagest and nechtege, for denia scorn venegaru, strewn am erstoxen the chionacha jog day, lest rain the wist day chouds vid shenna you know. For arts a faber noyach, machion cofartia sedder in the ovrian. For chitnis, the chitnis erb wiser than your gortages a loch tie. Three shacht in a dena, for aim er Michael the Golgus offish and cheja herja. Now, W.W. Gill goes on with the story. This chap who'd been imprisoned wrongly by King Harold, concluding immediate flight was thus indicated, he gathered in his tunic and cloak and made off. The pursuing guard miraculously tripped over a stump and damaged his leg, and Donald reached the sanctuary of Rushen Abbey, whence he had been cajoled to tell his tale of miracles to the chronicler. Goss, in his notes to Monk's edition, and this was Professor Monk's annotated translation of the Chronicon Manniae for the Manx Society, suggests that Truncum Ligni, the god's stumbling block, implies a crannog or lig dwelling here. But the island, these little green eminences which must have stood dry, though not high, above the marsh then surrounding them, are still called Ellen throughout the Curragh. Well, anyway, he says this Ellen was evidently accessible on foot, no doubt by a causeway of logs, Trunky. And so that's W.W. Gill. Let's return now from Gill to William Gell. Now must we to the eastward hurry, by the old-time fort of Ballacurry, so well preserved through age's worry, relic of Manin's warlike pomp, by bog secured from time's great romp. There's merit, even in a swamp.
Men of Cornwall, one and all are we, and here we stand together to bring you greetings from our Celtic land. We have brought our wives and friends with us across the western water to sing, to drink, to talk and shake your hand. In times ago, the Celtic saints came to our land of Cornwall and put their names to our villages and towns, like St. Just and Isaburian, St. Hilary and Zenna. Our Celtic Christian roots can here be found. Men of Cornwall, one and all are we, and here we stand together to bring you greetings from our Celtic land. We have brought our wives and friends with us across the western water to sing, to drink, to talk and shake your hand. We all share a common feeling, a deep-rooted love of Cornwall. We are here with you to sing our songs with pride. We will tell you of the fishermen, the farmers and the miners, and the beauty of our Cornish countryside. Men of Cornwall, one and all are we, and here we stand together to bring you greetings from our Celtic land. We have brought our wives and friends with us across the western water
to sing, to drink, to talk and shake your hand. Men of Cornwall, one and all are we, and here we stand together to bring you greetings from our Celtic land. We have brought our wives and friends with us across the western water to sing, to drink, to talk and shake your hand.
The song Men of Cornwall, sung by Olin Gweller. And Olin Gweller, in fact, members of Newquay Male Voice Choir as well. But they have that smaller singing group, Olin Gweller, which is very enjoyable. On shen, va cúdach curit jach sa lawega. On, va skriwan fíricha drau inadega, a chúas cúnta seris, as na teilichan curit jé liorisha choléis. As chanel shen oliu, as an sumna de leshmunga. Trevis a chwaliach ed, ta start a furcht an air da hon ons cion cheru an sheja chyrdja. Iar in the gin rithin chit yat da mai. The remains of the fort at Ballacurry in Andrus are earthwork ramparts from about the 1640s or 50s, not quite finished in fact, but they show the military defensive ideas of that period. It's thought that the Curragh was more extensive at that time in that area, so the fort would in fact have commanded a route over drier land. As Gell says, being in the vicinity of the Curragh, there was not much other use for the land, so the ramparts are indeed well preserved, well worth a visit today. As Shene Rich, but don't forget that there's that opportunity to hear Stephen Miller give his presentation. I'm longing for another voyage of discovery in the summer. That was a quotation, of course, from W.H. Gill. And the rest of the title of the presentation is The Gill Brothers and Their Collecting of Folk Songs from the Isle of Man, 1894 to 98. This has been organised by Culture Vanin. Admission is free, and it'll be in the Centenary Centre in Peel at 7 o'clock this coming Thursday evening, the 13th of June. And these are visitors to Cruinneach a few years ago, the band Grada, playing a melody called Seven of Eight. Ach, sen, tashna jitkus jera chlea. So now, until the next time, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Wishing you a very good night. Eva I'm a chrierio, as orsilie, as me yeerian shared you will you.